Yo, what up, guys?
Yo, what's up?
Able.
I'm sorry.
I was starting...
Okay, all right. Let's do this again.
Go ahead.
No, it's fine. Go ahead. I'm sitting. I'm listening.
Yo, what up, guys? Welcome to the Viral Podcast presented by the Go House.
Shout out to
Public.com for sponsoring this podcast.
Hell yeah.
Check out their website to start investing in stocks and everything.
Yes, trading and all that good shit.
It's dope.
What's up, guys? My name is Abel. And today we're shooting a podcast with Abel with the Y.
Abel with
and,
an A.
And Abel with the, yes. Abel with an A-B-E-L, not A-B-L-E. Say my name in Spanish.
Abel.
Say it again.
Ew.
What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm doing amazing.
Yeah?
Amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So we went to the fair yesterday, to the Orange County Fair.
Oh, yeah.
How was it?
It was so fun.
Did you have fun?
So fun.
It was really
fun. We went on rides. It felt like a carnival back home.
Yeah. Well, I've never been to PA, but I can imagine what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Guys, we're on top of this ride. It was like this long ride and the people go on the edges, so it goes like, I don't know if it makes sense, they probably understand what I'm saying. Anyways, while the people at the bottom are getting out, the other people are at the top, so we were at the top for a moment.
Yeah,
and I remember I asked you, for those of you watching, I don't know if you guys watched Final Destination, but I told Isabel, I was like, have you ever watched Final Destination? She's like, no. And I was like, okay, it's probably not a good time to speak about this, because like in the movie, like literally everyone fucking dies.
No, no, what you said to me, you're like, all the rides just start falling apart. And I'm like,
yes, and while we're like at the top of
at
it.
At the top of the ride.
But like, it's scary because the only thing that's holding you is just like this.
Yeah, thing. And they didn't even check our vests.
They didn't even check it. We locked it ourselves and they just took it up. We're like, oh, okay, fuck, are you okay? Like, we were fine though.
Yeah, really
we're
fun.
Here, so. But it's pretty sketchy. Like, a bunch of those rides, like, I can, you know, I'm just like, who the fuck checks them, make sure that they're all good? No, one little mistake and motherfucker's gonna be flying out. So
we were both wearing Doc Martens, and we were like, yo, like, what if a Doc just like flew off our foot right now?
Dead ass.
That would hurt.
But it was really fun. Orange County Fair, for everyone that's in California. I think it's going on for like the rest of the month.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, if not like summer.
Yeah, worth the drive.
Yeah. But I think it hasn't probably end soon, to be honest. It's been going on for
probably
like,
end of this week.
Yeah,
honestly. So,
but it's very fun. If you guys have not gone and can go, definitely go. It's really fun, especially when you go with like a group of friends and even family. Liddy, yeah. We got In-N-Out after.
Oh my gosh,
so gas!
I've only had In-N-Out like two other times. I lied. I told Jerry it was only once, but I think I got it another time.
Fucking lie.
And.
It you was wanted so, that bad.
It was so good.
It's so good.
It was so good. The first time I got it, it was just like not fresh and like old, and like the fries taste like cardboard. But last night, it was so good.
They just made it with love. We were ordering, and I was like, "Make them with love, please,"
because
they're for Isabel.
Oh my gosh.
And for the gang.
So good.
Yeah. So yeah, what you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Come on. You got something in there.
I don't know what to talk about.
We have a coffee addiction.
Yes. We literally go to Starbucks every day.
Every morning.
Every day.
Even if we have to like some Target runs. We go to Target a lot as well.
Yeah. It's just fun.
Yeah, it is pretty fun. I feel like being in this house and getting out.
So
it's,
nice.
It's enjoyable.
It's like, yeah, like you really enjoy the time that you go out.
Yeah.
Even if it's literally just getting coffee, it's because we're stuck in the house a lot of times. And our Target's getting like remodeled right now. Yeah. So there's
our
just
Target,
like,
it's ours. We own it.
It's ours. It's like, there's like so many aisles missing because they're redoing it. So it's just this Target aisle, and then this huge open space in the store. We were just running through.
Yes,
like,
we were
little
sprinting.
Kids. It's okay.
What was that?
I just dropped my megaphone on the ground.
Another reference, if you guys seen Get Out, you know that scene where like the guy's running straight to the camera and then he just fucking switches and then he just goes to the other direction? So we were doing that on Target because we were so bored and there was like a whole like space that was missing aisles. So like it's perfect to just kind of sprint through that bitch.
Yeah.
So we're just sprinting. We're sprinting. My voice cracked right there.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Loki kind of tired.
Shut up. You're not tired. You're not tired. You slept well. You got coffee. What are you tired from?
I don't know.
You know what happens to me a lot? Like, that exactly. I'll say I'm tired, but I'm not really tired. It may be just, like, the fact that I'm tired at the same time of the day other days. You know? Mm-hmm. That makes sense?
Yeah.
And my body's just like, oh, I'm tired. But it's just because your brain is like, oh, you probably... Yes, this is what... This is what guys every day. She's like the clumsiest person I know. She clumsy.
I'm so clumsy. Let's talk about hair. I want to get bangs, and you want your hair to grow.
Yes, so you should stop being a little.
What?
A little
stop
sissy.
Being a what?
You should just do it. I think it'll look amazing, and you want them so.
I'm
why don't
scared.
You just do it?
I'm scared.
And I need to get some rice water to put my head in it.
Mm. Yeah, we're gonna make it.
Yeah. Some girl yesterday that we met, she was like, "You're only supposed to do it once a month."
I don't think that's true.
I think you do it
way more. Yeah.
I was like, I don't know.
It just makes your hair like greasy. That's all. But like, you're a guy and you shower like 3 times a day. So like,
yeah. It was probably like, what the fuck?
Clean freak.
Yeah, I just like to be clean and I like to shower a lot. Plus, I enjoy my shower times. It's like I'm by myself, you know, I'm just meditating, thinking. The water's just hitting my head or my booty. I'm just enjoying it. And I always shower with like medium hot water, but towards the end, I always turn it freezing cold. Highly recommend that.
It's good for your skin.
Good for your skin. Good, like, to wake up. And I feel like it also just kind of, like, puts you in an uncomfortable position. So if you're already doing that on a daily basis, you'll be able to do anything. Little things that matter.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Couch getting arrested?
Context. Couch went to a baseball game with his friends, and he was drinking and got caught, and the lady was holding his hand and telling him to stop drinking it, and he didn't give a fuck, and he just kept chugging the drink while she was holding his hand, and then somebody else came over and grabbed him, and they were all, like, tackling him, and then security came, and all you hear in the back of the video that we saw is, "Is that Couch Daddy?" So, yeah.
Couch literally got arrested
for drinking at a baseball game.
Yeah, which is really funny.
It's literally just on brand for Couch.
Like, exactly. Like,
The top comment was, like, he just wanted his mugshot. Literally, he's going to... Yeah, definitely put that shit on, like, merch or something. What up, Jordan?
What's up, baby boy? You're out?
Hi.
All right, bro. Love you. Drive safe.
Drive safe, yeah.
Yeah, that's, like, very on brand, Couch. Like...
It
was bound to happen.
Yeah.
It was meant to happen. Like, I commented, like, I was waiting for this moment, and someone replied, like, "Really, you're praying on his downfall?" And I'm like, "No, bro." No, like,
if anything, this is gonna lift him up.
Like, yeah, like, it was just gonna happen, like, eventually. So it just happened now. But yeah, it was pretty funny. Shout out, Couch. I hope you're okay. I heard you're bailed out. So we love
like,
you.
Sitting
we miss
in a
you.
Holding cell, taking selfies. Like,
yeah. You know, even though Couch has his like, obviously very unique personality, and I love him for that because he doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah. Very himself.
He's very himself. He's very, 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 very fucking genuine. And that's, like, one thing that I really look up to people for. It's, like, if you can be real as fuck with anyone at all times, I respect you for that.
He's very straight up. Like, he'll say how he feels.
Yeah.
About anything.
Like, he doesn't give a fuck. And that's very unique. So shout out Couch. We love you, Couch. I call him Couch. Some kid tried to come to our house the other day, called him Kush. Try to, does Kush live here? Like, bro, like, you have his fan or something? Like, he's like, does he live here and shit? I'm just talking shit. I'm not going to say who it is. But how are you doing mentally? Is,
you know.
Honestly, though. Honest question right here. Just me and you talking.
Yeah, then the whole world.
Just me and you.
I
mean, fuck whatever anyone has to say.
I've been really, really good, but I've also been really bad, I guess, like, mentally. I visited home, and, like, a lot of stuff happened. Like just didn't have... a lot of, like, old wounds were reopened, yeah. And, you know, like...
I don't know.
Well, yep. So it just kind of, like, made me sad being home. But, like, seeing my best friend... So, like, I was really bad, but, like, seeing my best friend, like, my family, like, that's really good. But, like, all the other stuff is, like, still in my head. So then coming back to L.A., which I do consider home, too, just kind of... I was just, like, knocked off my feet a little bit, I guess. And I feel like I was grinding really hard, and then visiting home kind of just put, like, a bump in the road. So, like, then not grinding made me more sad.
Yeah.
So... it's like getting pushed down and then pushed down more.
Yeah.
But hopefully this weekend I have a surprise coming, so there will be, the grind will be back.
Yeah.
So, yeah. How are you doing mentally?
I'm doing good. Like, I have no... huh?
Are you lying?
No, I'm not lying. Okay. You know, I don't lie. Or maybe sometimes. It would be like, you're lying. I'm like, yeah. I always have my bad days, you know? I have my good days. But for the most part, like, if I really look at the big picture, like,
yeah, that's how I see it
too. I'm perfectly fine. I'm blessed, you know. I'm grateful for everything. So, even though I do have my bad days, you know, it's just like stuff that I need to work on.
Yeah.
As humans, it's just like shit that I have to deal with for the rest of my life. But it's all about like my perspective and my attitude towards it, and just being patient with everything, you know. Yeah. I'm very impatient, guys. That's like one thing that Isabel is like very good at. I'm not as patient as I would like to be, but you definitely snap me back into it.
Mm-hmm.
Chilly, but you need more patient.
Where I'm always like, what's the rush?
Yeah, what's the rush? I'm like,
you're right.
Yeah. But
I feel like my bad days are just like, not like bad days, it's just like a wave of bad that like makes me be like, oh, this was a bad day.
Yeah.
But it always ends up like somehow having a lot of good in it.
Yeah.
So it's like a...
which is, like I was telling you in the car, like right now they say you're sleepy. Maybe you are sleepy because yesterday we're taking a nap at this time. But like it's kind of the same way we're with our emotions. Like if we're feeling sad, let's say 4 days out of the week at a certain time of the day. So most of the time we feel sad and we don't even know why. But it's maybe because our body's just used to being sad at that time of the day. And it automatically goes to being sad without any reason. And then you just, like, trip yourself out. Like, am I really sad? Am I feeling this way? Maybe yeah. Some people just enjoy, like, the chemicals produced by the emotion of sadness. You know what I'm saying? So that we just kind of become addicted to those emotions. But not necessarily means that we're sad, if that makes sense. But it's kind of like working out. Like if you stop working out for a bit, you kind of like get sad. You start losing progress, but you're like, fuck, I don't feel like working out. So you get more sad. And it's always harder to start working out again, you know, the first couple of days, because mm-hmm. it's like the hardest because your stamina is not the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's okay.
I'm tired. Like I said.
But yeah.
Who would die first in the zombie apocalypse and who would survive? I'd be fucking dead.
Really? You probably would be.
Nah, I think I'd just be good.
Nah, you're so clumsy. You'd probably like be running and trip and they'll eat you.
Yes, but also I feel like I'm not like a scaredy cat. So like I would go.
You
out
ever
of.
Fought a zombie before?
No, but I've watched The Walking Dead.
Have you seen Resident Evil? Mm-hmm. That shit is...
And someone said, does Leo actually cook meals?
This past week he hasn't. No, yeah. I'm kidding. No, he... So now, like, it's not that he cooks meals. He cooks for whenever we're hungry.
Yeah.
Like whenever we feel like we want to eat or we're hungry, we'll ask him. He'll gladly make a meal.
Yeah, I'll be like, what do you want? Like, yeah. What can I make for you? Or is there anything you guys like?
Yeah, exactly. But it's been a lot more flexible just because, like,
there's less people.
There's less people. Like, everyone's ordering food sometimes. So it's like, we're not throwing food away and stuff like that. But yeah.
He just doesn't, we don't want him to, like, make big meals and then nobody eat them.
Yes, exactly. But also, he's been part of the videos a lot more recently.
Dude, he's awesome. He's like our best friend.
Yeah.
Like, especially Abel. Leo and Abel are like so tight. They brought us.
He's a homie. He's close to everyone in the house, though.
Yeah.
But he is a homie.
Yeah.
We've been thrifting a lot. I really enjoy it.
Yes.
It's like therapy now.
Yeah. I went to, I buy stuff from like Brandy Melville. Really, that's like the only store I really like go in and like shop at, cause it's a little like, it's not expensive, but it's cheaper than like American Eagle or like, I'm not saying I shop there, but like, I'm just saying it's like
you shop at American Eagle.
No, I did.
I used to.
I did. Yeah, I did as a high schooler. I just, what's the word? Like, it's not like Nike where like everything or like Urban or PacSun where it's like all so expensive. It's just like right there. Cause like thrifting's like cheap. Like we talk about thrifting all the time. We go thrifting all the time. We're like, why don't like people just buy clothes from here? And then, so I don't really buy expensive stuff for myself. Like Brandy's probably like the only thing that like I buy that's a little more
pricey
than thrifting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like I could get a tank top for $2 or I could get one for like 15 at Brandy. But it's like pick and choose. But then I went into Urban Outfitters with Reagan the other day and like a pair of pants was like $70. Like it cost a lung.
Yeah.
I gotta cut off my arm if I want that.
Yeah.
Like it's so
which
expensive.
Is crazy because I used to shop at like all these stores.
Yeah.
And like I'll get a fucking nicer pair of pants, like very unique or vintage for like $5.
Like why was I ever
like
if I don't
guys,
have this,
you all need to go thrifting.
Yeah.
Like dead ass. If you haven't before, please do it.
Thrifting allows you to, like, find your own style and, like, at, like, a try, or, like, what's the word? It lets you find your own style with, like, you can fail and not be like, oh, I wasted all my money on this.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if you don't like something, it's, like, whatever.
Yeah, because you only paid, what, like, less than $7 for it.
Yeah.
For the most part. But also just kind of, like, very, like, you're helping the planet, too.
Period.
Like, you know, you're buying clothes that were already made.
Yeah.
So you're not wasting your money.
Is your outfit all thrifted?
But the shoes, yeah.
My outfit's all thrifted.
Yeah.
The shoes, the jeans. The
yeah, everything that I have on is thrifted, but the shoes. The shoes are obviously Forces. But
yeah.
Can I sit like this?
Yeah. There's just so much. What's the word? What is the word?
What?
Like, I guess like history. Like you're wearing.
Yeah.
Like.
And it's just dope because
stuff.
Like, there's. I feel like there's no better feeling than like walking around a store and like you pick up like you pick something and it's just so fucking fire.
And you're like nobody else has it.
Nobody else has it. It's like something you can never find in a regular store. And if you were to find something similar, it would be like over $100.
Literally.
So, probably the piece that you have was worth more at its time.
Yeah.
But it's just, it's dope.
Like
and
a
that's
vintage
a lot
pair
of character.
Of jeans.
Yeah.
Or like a statement piece where it's like got a
you'll
cool
find
pattern
rings,
or
jewelry,
something.
Yeah. Yeah, pants, sweaters.
It's the best. Vests, and like to, it's, oh, it's like
hats.
Such a good feeling when you're ringing up and it's super cheap and you're like, damn. I got 3 bags of shit for like $50.
Yeah, dead ass.
When that's one pair of pants at a Urban Outfitters.
Yeah, dead ass though. You know what's the best thing to do after thrifting?
Wear it. Not wash it. Just
no,
throw it on.
Eating pho.
Oh.
Yes, that too though. You have to wear it. You have to do a thrift haul and then wear it and then obviously wash them because they're dirty. Even though sometimes I just got to put it on, you know, I'm like, fuck it. Like, this is so hard. I got to wear it right now.
Literally.
Yeah.
But pho.
Pho. If you guys haven't tried pho, Vietnamese food, shout out to all my Vietnamese people. Pho is fucking delicious.
Mm-hmm.
It's Absolutely delicious.
I don't like pho, but...
Boo.
But I like... whenever we go get it, Abel gets pho, and I get fried rice. So yeah,
she loves fried rice. Pork fried rice.
Mm-hmm.
I'll get my brisket pho. If you guys like broth, you'll like pho. And it has, like, nice rice noodles, meat. Mm. I want some pho right now.
Want to get it later?
Are you down?
I'm down.
I'm actually down to get it for, like, right now.
Right now?
Like, after this. And spring rolls.
Yes. Like, fresh spring rolls. I'm down, though.
Yeah. I'm down, too. But I want to go there and sit down.
Okay. Well, we have to ask.
Yeah. We'll see what's up. Yeah. Also, boba. Thai tea boba. It is amazing. It is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very good.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So what's going on the next 2 weeks?
You know, man.
Any surprises?
You know, man.
You know, man.
Just
anything going on?
I don't know.
Anything you want to talk about?
Is there anything that you want to talk about?
No.
Sounds like you really need to.
Just for everyone watching, put a pinpoint on this conversation right now.
Yeah. 2 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks.
Less than 2 weeks.
12 days to be exact.
12. Yeah.
We
and Abel are working on stuff together, so that'll be fun. For everyone.
You got a birthday thing, you work out for me.
Sing
yeah,
it.
We got a good thing. Don't know if I'ma see you again. Do 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 do.
We have so much coming along for you guys.
Yeah, it's about to be lit.
Yeah.
So buckle the fuck up.
Put your seatbelts on.
Yeah.
We have like a couple things. Like it's not just like one thing.
Yeah, it's a couple of things. But yes, if you're listening to this right now, pinpoint this right now, and in 12 days, you'll know exactly what we're talking about.
Yeah.
It's about to be spicy. That's all I gotta say. Pretty fire. Not gonna lie though, it's pretty fire.
So fire.
All right. Switching topic. Yesterday, we're at the fair. Obviously, we talked about this right now. And we had my friend, Jerry, he had won a unicorn. So I was carrying it, and I told Iz, the next person that recognizes you, I'll give her the unicorn.
Literally 5 seconds later.
Go ahead.
5 seconds later, we go up to the photo booth to take pictures. And the girl running the photo booth was like, oh, my God, I know your TikToks. And Abel was like, you know, I literally just said the next person that recognizes her is going to get this unicorn, so you get this unicorn. And she was like, well, since you gave me the unicorn, you guys are going to get photos for free.
Yeah.
And so,
so she pulls out her little key and fucking just, like, unlocks it and boop, free photos. We were like, fuck yeah.
Yeah, it was so fun.
It was so lit.
The photo booth was so tiny.
It was like so small.
One little stool. It was a selfie photo booth. It was
very tiny. But
yeah.
Obviously I feel like they did it on purpose. So like the two people, most of them are like friends or couples. They're like sit and tight. So they're like, very close together.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But yes. Yazerski.
Your foot is literally in the frame.
Whoopsies.
Yeah, photo booth was fun. Getting fuzz fun. Thrifting is so fun. The fair was fun.
What about spending time with me? Is that
spending
fun?
Time with you is the best.
Yeah. Top one or like low key like 3, 4?
What?
Like, is it like top one or like?
Well, it's all with you. So it's like.
Damn. Okay.
So like it's. Wherever it's top one, two, but and three, four, you know what I'm saying? No, but Abel's like my best friend, guys. So
yeah,
quality
we are
time
homies.
With a quality person.
I appreciate you. Even though you never kiss me.
We don't kiss, guys.
Yeah, we don't. We really don't kiss.
Yep. Moving on. I really want to go to Italy.
Really?
Yeah. Indie Blue went there. She's like somebody I look up to. She traveled the world at such a young age.
That's insane.
So inspiring.
Yeah.
It just makes me want to do it all.
She can do that. We can travel the world.
We can. Manifestation.
No cap on God for sure.
Her and her friend, they like traveled all over, and they would like stay in like hostels for like super cheap with like a bunch of their friends. Hostiles. And I would what?
No. Never mind.
And I would watch all like their videos and like how they did it, and like how they were just like videoing like their friends' wedding. So they're from Utah, and they were just like videoing their friends' weddings.
Uh-huh.
And like making money that way, and they would all save up their money from like filming the weddings together, and they would just book flights to like they've been to like Japan, Switzerland, Paris, Barcelona, Italy, the Amalfi Coast. Like they've been there all, so it's exciting.
We can do it too.
Yeah,
I really want to go to Japan.
That Egypt. Would be hard. Egypt. Yeah,
she will be insane.
Okay, I'm gonna take a little detour.
Middle East.
What trips me out sometimes is like the concept of time, and like, so like Egyptians and like their tombs and stuff like that. There's like so many like stuff that's been found that's so preserved, and it's so crazy to me because how was there like pilgrims coming over here with like no advancements, but Egypt in like BC time, like already having all of this stuff.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Doesn't
yes.
it like, freak with your mind?
Well, it's kind of like the pyramids, like Chichen Itza in Cancun, obviously like the pyramids in Egypt, in Cairo. It's like, right now, who the fuck would even set that shit up? Like how? You know? For those people at that time to do it, obviously like in the hieroglyphics and the paintings in the wall and everything, you can see that they paint like aliens and shit.
Do you believe in aliens?
Fuck yeah. The world is so, I mean,
I know.
The world, the universe is so big.
I don't know, like,
so
if I
many
call them
galaxies.
Aliens, but I think there's other stuff out there.
Absolutely.
There has to be, like.
Absolutely, like 120%. Like, we're in one galaxy and inside
we
our galaxy.
Really, Earth really thinks they're the main character.
Bruh, we tripping.
We're not.
That's why I believe in, like, in just, like, parallel universes.
Yeah.
Like, obviously, like, other planets, other living species, like, of course. And to be over here worrying about bullshit, like, you feel me?
Yeah.
When you put it in that perspective, obviously, it's just, like, why would he even give a fuck about anything? Mm-hmm. Not in the fuck everything uh-huh. type of sense, but don't let anyone bother you or bring you down.
Yeah.
Because it really doesn't matter. Life's too short, baby.
Too short.
But, yeah. You're tired, huh? Wanna go nap?
What?
You wanna go nap?
No, I wanna get pho.
Yep. That was a test. You answered correctly. Well, guys.
We're gonna call the podcast
yes.
here. Keep it short and simple for you. Great friends doing great things.
Yes, with great energy and great intentions.
Whatever you do in life, do it with love and with a purpose for yourself.
Yeah, and if you're watching this right now, just take it as a sign that you need to do whatever the fuck you're lacking on. Just go and do it, bro. Just go and do it. Get up and do it right now. Like, yeah. Or at least plan it out, you know?
Yeah.
But actually do it.
Get out of bed.
Like, yeah.
Rise.
Or if you're, yeah, yeah. If you're in bed, get out of bed.
Or if you're in bed still, plan it from your phone.
If you need to call a family member, call them. If you need to quit your fucking job, quit your job.
Just do it.
Whatever you need to do, just do it.
You
know?
Need to do.
Get your shit done.
Yeah.
All right, guys. This was Abel.
Oh.
With an E-L. And
and Isabel with an L-L-E.
Isabel with a Y.
Isabel with a Y. Thank you for watching this podcast, and thank you public.com for sponsoring this podcast.
Yes.
We are the members of the Go House, and we appreciate you all so much.
We love you guys.
We love you. We're out.
Peace.
Bye.